All right, back here in Manistique, it's the first ever home game for the Manistique Emeralds in hockey as they take on Kingsford tonight. And in our player spotlight is a guy who's quite familiar to me, Colby Petrich. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right. Of course, Colby played for the Escanaba Eskimos. Of course, I've broadcast Eskimo hockey for 26 years, and you were there for part of it with me, right?
Yes, I was.
So I was thinking about you driving over here to Manistique tonight, because I was thinking of just how many times you made that drive to Escanaba in the last 2 years.
It sure was brutal, but it was definitely worth it in the end.
Got
to play a lot. Got to have some fun. I miss the boys a lot over there, but once it comes down when we play this season, no more friendships there.
I was going to say, what's January 7th going to be like?
It's going to be a gritty game. It's definitely going to be a good one. Hopefully, we blow them out.
Well, I think your buddy Dylan Zimke will have a little something to say about that, hey?
Oh, yeah, for sure. He's definitely a good goalie.
Or Bryce Buchbinder, one of the two.
Yeah, one of the two.
Well, so when you heard that there was going to be a Manistique Emeralds team, what'd you think? Because obviously you were taking classes in Gladstone and being on the Escanaba Co-op through Gladstone. Of course, you were still living over here. So what did you think about the opportunity to play here?
There was a lot going through my head. I didn't know who I was going to be playing with. I didn't know if we were going to have a JV and a varsity. But we ended up having a varsity, and we had about 35 kids try out, and we had to cut about 10 of those. And I versed these kids that are on my team all my life, ever since I was in mites to squirts. And we definitely have some good chemistry out in practice, and I'm really pumped for this season.
Now, you have kids that play from everywhere. I mean, they're not close. Munising, Newberry, and Superior, and Manistique. So how do you guys deal with practices and stuff?
Well, we only get to practice 2 days a week. Usually on Mondays, we head to Munising for a 6:30 to 8 practice. And then on Wednesdays, we usually come to Mano and practice 6:30 to 8. So we're only getting two practices a week with each other, and it gets rough at times, but we definitely make it worth it.
Well, it's hard to know who, you know, when you're out there on the ice, you know, you have that feeling of, okay, I know who's going to be on my left or my right, and you don't have that.
Yeah, that's right.
But did you consider playing in Escanaba? I believe technically you could have continued to play there.
I definitely miss it, but I just had to make some life changes, and just the way it's going to be.
And you were always, you didn't have a lot of ice time at times in Escanaba, but the kids all knew you were a hard-working guy. What kind of a style do you bring to the Emeralds, do you think?
Definitely a gritty play style. I'm starting this game, so I'm hoping I can bury a few for the boys tonight.
Well, I know you want a little payback, don't you, to Kingsford from that game over there?
Yeah, that's right. We lost 1-0, and we let off a shorthanded goal to them and give them props for the dub, but we're coming out flying tonight.
You guys have not given up much. You haven't scored anything this year. Nobody has, I mean, but you haven't given up much. Is that just the style that Nutkins has you guys do? But, you know, how do you explain such low-scoring games so far?
We have really good defense, and our forwards are very well at back-checking, and I think that's what makes it a very low-scoring game, and we also have a very good goaltender.
Talk a little about him.
Great kid, smart, always in a positive attitude on the ice, and always make sure we got his head in the game more than anyone's. And at the end of the games, I always make sure we give props to our goalie, even if we lost, just because he always makes it a good game for us.
How about the emotions for the guys tonight, especially the Mano guys in this place? So where you played all your games when you were a little kid, and now it's finally going to be a varsity hockey game in here.
I don't think these boys realize how important this game is to us Manistique kids, but I hope they do, and I hope they're ready to fly tonight.
Well, and you give the experience. You're one of the few guys, well, maybe the only guy who's played varsity hockey. These other guys haven't.
Yeah, that's right. They're getting it down, that's for sure. They're getting the pace down, the speed, and I hope they're just ready to roll tonight.
All right. You know the question's coming next. What are some of the things you do besides play hockey, Cope?
I like to go fishing, hunting, camping, anything outdoors. I love hanging out with my friends. It's what I do a lot.
You stay out of trouble?
Always staying out of trouble.
Yeah, you know, I keep looking at the police report, and either you're real good at hiding it, or I just don't. You're actually a good kid.
I'm a pretty good kid. I just got a new car, though, and I got some cop sirens on it. But
oh, boy.
The cops got to catch me first.
What are your plans after high school, bro?
I'm not sure. I don't think I'm much of a college guy. I think I want to get into a trade, make some good money.
Maybe a radio guy.
I could be a radio guy. You're a great guy, so.
Yeah. All right, man. Go ahead and give your shout outs.
Give a shout out to my mom, her boyfriend, my dad, my sister, and any family members that are listening.
I think they're probably going to be tuned in one way or another, right?
Oh, yeah. This place is going to be packed tonight. I'm pumped.
All right, well, go get them, Kobe. It's great to see you again. I kind of wish you were still in an Eskimo uniform, kind of selfishly, but I'm glad you're having fun over here in Manistique.
Thanks, Jack.
Okay, Kobe Petrich, everybody, in our player spotlight in our first intermission. More coming up from Manistique after this timeout on 98.5, 1490 WTIQ.